This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with T. Xiao Eek and Kelly Anisa. So here are the stories we have for you today.
So today is the 50th anniversary of May 13th. We look at reconciliation and what it means for this day.
And then we move on to asking, when there is a sudden influx of people distributing food to the homeless, what happens to those who have been there consistently year-round?
And on that note, we're asking you on social media, should people brag about their acts of charity on social media? Your options are definitely, why not? At least they're doing it, or no, keep it to yourself. So you can share your thoughts or take that poll at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us what you think about this issue at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
Before we get to our first story, here is Sam Cooke with Bring It On Home to Me.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Bring It On Home to Me by Sam Cooke. Now on to our first story.
So today is the 50th anniversary of May 13. So in conjunction with that, we are revisiting a book that was published 30 years after the incident. So in 2007, Kwa Kia Sung, an advisor to Swaram, released the book titled May 13, Declassified Documents on the Malaysian Riots of 1969. Mm-hmm. So the book clearly struck a chord among Malaysians, you know, as shown by the overwhelming response it received.
Yes.
So this book was the first credible account of the May 13, 1969 racial riots in Malaysia, which used documents declassified at the Public Records Office in London. So this was done after the lapse of the 30-year secrecy rule. Mm-hmm. And these documents provide the only available confidential observations and memoranda by British and other foreign embassy operatives based on their intelligence and their contacts with the local officials and politicians.
Right. Yep.
So they include dispatches by correspondents, which were also then banned in Malaysia.
Right. So today on the 50th anniversary, Kwa recently has republished a new edition of that book with a new preface on the contemporary political scenario in Malaysia. So we do have Kwa on the line with us. What was your experience revisiting this project?
My new preface is reflecting on the last 50 years of May 13, especially the last 12 years or so since I published the first one. Mm-hmm. And it's reconfirmed the fact that there are certain things that need to be done for May 13 to be put behind us. And one of them is a kind of truth and reconciliation commission. And in Malaysia, this is the least we can do. In fact, we have just had a few ceremonies, starting from Sunday at the Sungai Buloh Cemetery, where some of these hapless victims were buried, and we even had a film yesterday. And you can see that the grief and the of the victims' families is still there, and even after 50 years, some of them have never been to visit their graves of their relatives in Sungai Buloh. So we're still caught in that kind of historical bind. So unless we confront that truth and reconciliation, we cannot move forward.
Right. And you have recently republished a new edition of your book, as we mentioned earlier. Does that reflect how you look at May 13th differently today?
The events since I published the book has shown that nothing has changed. In fact, we haven't sort of confronted history, and that's a sad fact. And since then, we've had episodes like the campaign to ratify the ICERT and so forth, and the ICC, and since then, we have more and more of these threats by these, far-right supremacists, So it shows that this book that I've republished on the 50th anniversary is as relevant as it was in 2007. And in fact, it's relevant for the last 50 years. And one of the most important events in the last 50 years was 1987, when I was included amongst those detained under the Operation Lalang. And at the time, it was a kind of power struggle in UMNO between Team A and Team B, and it led to the Tungku reminding us that we shouldn't repeat the story of the violence of May 13, because that was what the Prime Minister then, Dr. Mahathir, had warned us about. He said this was like telling ghost stories to children. And so this is what I mean about how that history has not been corrected, and that's a sad fact about Malaysia.
So then what do you think it will take for Malaysians to reach meaningful reconciliation with this event?
No, the government has to form a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, just like other countries have done so, in South Africa and in Rwanda. And it's not a question of, like in these Truth and Reconciliation Commissions, the idea is not to criminalize anybody who's responsible for acts of violence, etc., but for the people to be reconciled, people to come and speak out about what they suffered, people to come and speak out for what they did without any recriminations. But for them, the main objective is reconciliation. And so unless we do that, we really cannot be at peace with ourselves, and we can put this behind us. And what the people have done, for example, in Germany, for what they did during the Holocaust, the Germans, as opposed to the Japanese during the Second World War, have done an incredible task. They've done an incredible job of reconciliation by telling the people, by having it in the history books of what they did, and even have plaques of all the victims of the Holocaust in their streets and in the houses of these victims of the past. And these are things that are done with great sincerity, and that's what Truth and Reconciliation is about. Nobody is tried and charged and put into prison or whatever. But the main purpose of it is to reconcile people to the past, because unless you can reconcile with the past, you cannot move forward into the future. And this is what I hope that this 50th anniversary of May 13 will remind us.
And we just had our first anniversary as Malaysia Baru. How did you feel last year when you realised Pakatan Harapan had won the election?
Yeah, my last published new book was actually a compilation which I called Days of Hope. So May the 9th, 2018, were really days of hope. All the hope that we had after the defeat of the Barisan Nasional that had been leading this country for more than 60 years. Mm. We thought that there would be a new Malaysia, And the most important thing about a new Malaysia is that we would be a country at peace with itself. A country at peace with itself is a phrase I don't know if many people are aware. It's in Vision 2020, which was launched by Dr. Mahathir in the 90s, and actually it was a phrase borrowed from the Conservative Party manifesto during the 90s. And the important thing about we cannot be a country, a society at peace with itself if we have racial discrimination, if we have racism, we have people threatening other ethnic minorities about what will happen if they challenged the status quo. So unless we are a country, a society at peace with itself, with no, with equality, with democracy, with human rights respected and upheld and defended, can we actually be a new Malaysia that is at peace with itself? And that is the disappointment of what has happened since then.
And do you have a final message?
I think that this is my book was based on the declassified documents from the British archives. And I think that 30 years and a new Malaysia should entitle us to declassify our own secrets on May 13. And I would especially like to look at the documents of the special branch, and the documents from the hospitals and the Red Cross and the police and the army, etc. And this will be the kind of new Malaysia that we're fighting for, where freedom of information, and I'd like to remind the Pakatan government that they promised us the Freedom of Information Act, you know, which is very important for us to find out about the May 13 secrets. Mm. Yeah. So yeah. This is two things: the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, as well as a time to declassify the May 13 secrets. I think these are the two main important things on the 50th anniversary of May 13. I think that the very important task for Malaysians in this 50th anniversary of May 13 is for us, first of all, to form a Truth and Reconciliation Commission so that we can reconcile ourselves with the horrors of the past, and also to call on the new Pakatan Harapan government to declassify the May 13 secrets so that academics and historians can look at it from a point of objectivity. And I would like to remind the listeners that there's a very important forum tonight on May 13, and we can all join the discussion then at 8 p.m. at the Chinese Assembly Hall. Thank you.
That was Kwa Kia Song, an advisor to Swaram, who is also the author of a book entitled May 13th, Declassified Documents on the Malaysian Riots of 1969, recently re-released with an updated preface.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So when it comes to this date, you know, there's still so much more for us to learn, right? You know, it is important that we have more meaningful discussions about this to not just to learn from history, but also to move forward and hopefully move forward towards a better future for all of us.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I know that those youngsters or those in my generation...
versus us non-youngsters.
like even Sue Ann, I remember we were talking about it, we don't know much about May 13. I mean, we know what it was, we understand the history, but we're quite disconnected from, you know, what it means to so many other people.
Mm.
And we do want to learn more about it. Just doing research for this, I've learned so much that... I mean, so much more than what I was you know, what I grew up knowing, just the simple stuff.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, hopefully Malaysians will be able to move forward and find meaningful reconciliation with what has happened here. And, you know, this can also be done with strong political will from leaders to take the right steps in that direction.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, thanks for that. We do need to take a break. And when we come back, we will be talking about how one-off food donations to the homeless might actually be doing more harm than good.
And we are sort of branching out from that to also ask about, you know, this act of humble brag. But our Twitter poll is, should people brag about their acts of charity on social media? How do you feel about that? Your options are definitely why not, or at least they're doing it, or no, keep it to yourself. So you can join that poll or tweet us your thoughts at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900.
So more on that after the break, but first here's Don't Forget to Remember by Bee Gees on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.